Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 18th, 2017. In today's news, new standards present challenges for small to medium-sized enterprises, a multiple tower project is planned in a suburb of Sydney, a Jean Nouvel-designed residential tower is rising in Midtown Manhattan, and elevator companies donate to hurricane relief.
On September 1st, EN 8120 and 50 became the only codes that give presumption of conformity to the essential health and safety requirements of the LIFTS directive for the design and manufacture of lifts in Europe. The first standard, EN 8120, defines revised and updated safety requirements for the construction and installation of lifts. According to the European Federation for Elevator Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, small and medium-sized enterprises in the lift industry are facing a double challenge. First, they must study and evaluate the changes introduced by the new standards so they can apply them. And second, they need the cooperation of their suppliers for the development of components for lifts and devices that meet the new requirements.
A project that includes a trio of 30 to 40-story residential towers, along with a pair of 10-story commercial buildings, public space, a hotel, and parking is planned for the Sydney suburb of Parramatta, Architecture AU reports. Architecture firms Allen Jack and Cottier and landscape architect Oculus won a design competition for the development, which will be built on three sites along Church Street in an area known as Auto Alley for its high concentration of car dealerships. Design of the residential buildings takes cues from nature with facades of curtained glass that reflect Parramatta's location where fresh river water meets that of the Sydney Harbour. Developer Dildum expects residents to start moving in by 2022.
53 West 53, a 1,050-foot-tall, 82-story residential super-tall in Midtown Manhattan, New York, designed by Jean Nouvel, has ascended to the 58th floor, World Architecture News reports. With interiors by Thierry Despont, the progressive yet classic structure will incorporate three new gallery levels for the adjacent Museum of Modern Art at its lower levels and boast remarkable resident amenities. These include a full-floor wellness center, two large vertical gardens, library, theater, and temperature-controlled wine vaults, to name a few. 53 West 53's 154 residences will range from 1 to 5 bedrooms and include duplex penthouses with private elevators. Hines, Pontiac Land Group, and Goldman Sachs are the developers.
EMS Group and the Pele Company are among those in the elevator industry donating funds to help victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. EMS announced it was contributing $5,000 to the American Red Cross hurricane relief efforts, and Pele answered with a matching $5,000 donation. The companies urge others to follow suit, with EMS stating, "These funds provide emergency relief to those most impacted. We hope you'll join us in this spirit of generosity." Visit the Red Cross website at redcross.org/donate to help.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.